see. The long hunt for Osama bin Laden is over. But what effect will the death of the Al-Qaeda leader have globally?
People have been asking who the Pakistan authorities could not have known that bin Laden was living close to a military facility.
Some were unhappy about the president's decision. There'll be no pictures of bin Laden's corpse.
Sarah Palin said the photo should be released as a warning to America's enemies.
Stay with the BBC as the story unfolds. On radio, on TV, and online. Every week, we tackle the issues and examine the big stories affecting the planet's most popular game. Sign up for the World Football Podcast at bbcworldservice.com and you won't miss a thing. This is the BBC in Los
Angeles. Wherever you are, you're with the BBC.
This is James Menendez with NewsHour. Coming up in the next 60 minutes, violent clashes between Muslims and the Christian minority in Cairo.
What is happening is due to the absence of security authorities. The old regime is trying to cause sedition between Muslims and Christians.
Or are hardline Islamists to blame? We'll go live to the Egyptian capital. Also, Pope Benedict tells Italians not to be afraid of the thousands of migrants arriving from North Africa. In the 1960s, the spy movies.
From one side of the Iron Curtain to the other.
Forget James Bond and George Smiley. We'll find out how the communists saw things. So today's main stories in detail.
BBC News with Gaynard Howard.